would my mother's sister be to me?
She'd be your aunt.
Okay. Any other names that you would hear, say, blacks call whites, like, colored men call, what do you say, master or monster? Oh, I guess that would have been old times.
Years ago, you called him master.
Yeah. That would be much longer than.
Did you say mom?
Huh? Moss, yeah, Moss, for Master, old Moss. I knew a few, this same old man I'm talking about, the niggers, mixed up niggers there.
Yes.
All the niggers, he had read them stories, because he was 75 years older than me.
Yeah.
And he had known of stories where the old plantations, the kind they had for the war between the states, where one man just owned everything, and he was known as Captain and Master. Every nigger in that country called him Captain.
Mm-hmm.
All the niggers called him Captain.
Yes.
If he didn't know a nigger's name, he called him Honey. Never have figured out why he figured out it was a good name for niggers he didn't know. Called him Honey.
Any other peculiar, goings on that you would have heard about between colored and white back years ago?
Well, you had all kinds, and it's two prominent white families in this country raised one of them had a nigger gal by his cook, and on the other one had a nigger man by his cook, and they made them swap right away and been raising their own children on that farm.
You're kidding.
Live right at him, and he's out in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he sold gas for 17 cents sometimes.
Pretty good.
But it really stayed around a quarter for years.
I know, I can remember back when it was 35.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Well, that's inevitable when you use up the supply you got.
That's right, for sure.
How you been since I saw you last?
Well, I tell you, I got out and worked a little bit too hard once or twice since then, and I've been a sore sap sucker. My neck and shoulders so sore today I can't hardly turn my head. But I had some cedar trees.
Yeah.
I had to set out this morning. I promised one of my daughters up there where I got she's got a cabin, and I got a trail up there on the lot. Lot and all belongs to her, and I just carried the trail up there. I put plumbing in her. Cabin and 10 days, two different times, and then I put a trailer that I already had.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants her blind fence between her and the neighbor right by us. And I'm on these cedar trees, didn't cost me nothing. I'm gonna carry 35 of them up there and set them out real close together. They kind of Christmas tree like.
Where's the
sap? I say in North Georgia, but it's actually in East Alabama.
Uh-huh.
It's, where Cedar Town is in North Georgia?
Right.
Well, you go from Cedar Town to Cave Springs, heading toward Alabama, and go right on through Cave Springs on into Alabama, and it's a lake that's, I can't ever think of the name of that lake, but it's a couple of creeks and rivers make it, and we got a lot on that on the lake up there. It's backwater from the dam. It's a big lake part of it, but we kind of out on a branch. It's all the same water, but we're not on a real, real nice place like a lot of people are. A lot of the lots are. But lots there by us selling for $6,000 and $8,000.
Good. What's that acre to?
From 1 acre to 3. And they talk about 6,000 for many 3 acres a piece. Now she just picked this up, old neighbor of her, he raised right in Cedar Town before she married.